when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, even to the remotest parts of the earth. Note the rippling of the circle. First of all, Jerusalem, then Judea, and it just spreads out into the whole world. And that's the orderly function of the church. Verse 9. And after he had said these things, Jesus Christ was lifted up while they were yet looking on. They were looking at him, watching him. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And as they were gazing intently into the sky, while he was departing, behold, two men, very interesting, in white clothing stood beside them. And they say, also said, behold means these men just suddenly appeared. And they said, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. People, that in part is what we're in the midst of studying in the book of Revelation, is Jesus Christ coming back. This is one of the great confidence that we have as Christians in dealing with this great book. And you ask to be taught, and I am going to teach it to you. All right. What is the simple structure flow of the book of Galatians, of the book of Revelation? What's the simple structure flow? Three verbs. Three tenses. Chapter 1. Don't look for it. Chapter 1. What are they? What? Things that were. Things that are. Things that shall be. All right, what is the chapter that deals with the things that were? Chapter 1. What chapters deal with the things that are? 2 and 3. What are the chapters that deal with things that will be? 4 through 22. Okay? If we think of flow in three different symbol concepts, what are those three subjects? If we think of the whole flow of putting it together, got seven of each one. What's the first one? Book, that is? Sealed. All right. Sealed book, and then? Trumpets. And then, bowls. Okay. That's the flow of it. What chapter deals with the first six seals? Chapter 6. What chapter deals with the first six trumpets? 8 and 9. What chapter deals with the bowls? 16. Very good, see? You're flowing into this. What chapter is the day of the Lord mentioned in? 10. Chapter 1. Remember, that's the whole flow of the book, is the day of the Lord. Middle of chapter 1. John is taken where? He is on the island of Patmos. The Holy Spirit comes and takes him where? Into the day of the Lord. Okay, not on the day of the Lord, but into the day of the Lord. What is the day of the Lord? What's the day of the Lord? It composed of, who said what? Well, it is composed, and remember we've been laborious time on this, that the day of the Lord is, here's the Lord, that's the Hebrew for Lord. The day of the Lord begins with the tribulation, all of it, and then the return of the Lord and the kingdom. And we saw how we can go to Old Testament and support this. Some people say just his return is the day of the Lord. But we noted that it describes things that are happening here as part of the day of the Lord. So we've got that down. Okay, how many chapters deal with before the tribulation ever begins? At 3. That takes the 4 and then the church. Well, actually, 4 and 5 is what's in heaven. Heaven, the book hasn't been opened. So 1 through 5 is before the tribulation. Okay? What chapters deal with the tribulation? 6 through? 18. Yep. And I want you to start thinking 19:5. That won't be hard for you. And I begin to realize I need to do that with you and to get that. So after the tribulation, be 19:6 through the end of 22. Okay?